nursing and nursing apart. We know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights. They know what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
This is Ken Stringfellow of the Posies, Big Star, etc., and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXE welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message and we'll play it on the air. Call area code 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Justin Luke of Cairo, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hi, everyone. It's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County.
Process still, I don't even know how I should feel. I got a couple big houses and some wish maybe three. And I got family members that got bigger egos than me. And I got fans around the world whenever I'm overseas. And I got friends who just pretend and say they love everything. And yes, I fell in love again. I thought that was impossible. And I promise it's too real for me to care what they think. I promise I don't give cause I know who I am. Hating on me undercover, I just won't understand. Say we're brothers, call me family. Yeah, like a fan. 2 a.m. in Atlanta, screaming, baby, I'm back. Play me like a fool, I see. But it's been so long since I thought about you. I swear, okay, baby, I'm back. I guess you want the one for me. But it's been so long since I thought about you. I swear, okay, baby, I'm back. I told my baby, let them talk, that's the caption. Attachment, overseas we relaxing. I ain't think about the past tense. Nobody wanna say. All of a sudden y'all believe in me. All of a sudden you want a favor now. All of a sudden you won't be with me. All of a sudden y'all always knew. I remember you ain't see it in me. And yes, I know I'm blessed, but sometimes I wish I could go back.
What's up, everyone?
You're on air with
the Promise Cool Kids.
With a Z.
Today we have the pleasure of interviewing Hudson's youngest and first black mayor, Mayor Kamal Johnson. Thank you for coming on our show today, Mayor Johnson.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
No problem. So, what made you want to become the mayor?
So, I first got the idea when I was in high school. I was in class, an English class, and I was getting in a lot of trouble. And my teacher pulled me aside and said, you know, you're like the mayor of the classroom. Everybody follows, like, behind everything you say or do. So why don't you try to use that, to do good stuff? So as a joke, I created a sign that said, Kamal for mayor, and I hung it up in her classroom, and then it became, like, a nickname. And then when I got older, I got into politics, and that's, like, when it became actual reality.
What inspired you to get into politics?
I started seeing a lot of changes in my community that seemed like they were going in the opposite direction of, like, people who wanted to live and grow and raise their families in Hudson. So I wanted to get involved to make Hudson a better place for families.
How long have you been the mayor?
I've been the mayor since January 1st of 2020. Yep.
We were three then.
Yeah, I was the youngest at the time, but now I'm obviously 5 years older, 6 years older.
I so badly want to say how old you are.
I'm 40 now.
Exactly. 40. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
What do you like most about being the mayor?
I like being able to help people in my community. That's my favorite part.
What's the hardest part about it, though?
The hardest part about being mayor is that I'm mayor 24/7, so all the time I'm the mayor. So when people see me, even when I'm not working, they still look at me as the mayor. So they'll, you know, come up and ask me questions or complain about stuff, even when I'm just trying to enjoy, you know, time with my family.
What new things are coming to Hudson?
So one of the things that I'm very excited about is that all of our parks are being redone. So 7th Street Park is going to get a complete makeover, and down on Charles Williams, we're getting a brand new park for kids and families.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Where's Charlie Williams?
Charles Williams Park is, like, you know, where the dog park is or where the high rise is. Down that big giant hill, there's a park back there.
Like where the basketball court is?
Yes, where the basketball courts are.
I was just there yesterday.
Yeah, so there's going to be all new basketball courts there. There's going to be all new playground equipment, and it's going to be great.
What about Greenport Town Park?
That's it. Greenport is technically a different city, but I'm hoping that this new park will be better than theirs.
You're kind of the mayor of two places because you're the mayor of Hudson, and Greenport doesn't have a mayor.
Yeah, they have a supervisor, but a lot of people, since Greenport technically the address is Hudson, they do ask me a lot of questions about things that happen in Greenport.
How is Greenport and Hudson different places? It doesn't make sense.
I agree.
It's Hudson.
Is there anything new for kids that's coming to Hudson?
Yeah, so once the parks will be finished, We're also going to be building housing in the new area as well. So there'll be affordable housing in that same area. That's also going to have a park on it. So there'll be two parks right across from each other. And then one of the last things that I'm hoping to get done in my time is we're going to redo Oakdale, so it's going to look, you know, a lot better. There's going to be a new park up at the top section, and we'll have a brand new beach house.
I wish you took away the hill that we have to walk up.
You gotta get your exercise.
But it's so hard. It kills my legs.
What advice would you give to anyone wanting to do what you did?
I would say to always, you know, stay true to yourself. When I first announced I was going to run for mayor, a lot of people said that I wouldn't be able to do it, that I was too young, that I didn't have the experience. And, you know, here I am 6 years later, you know, even after a pandemic, still leading the city. So I would say definitely believe in yourself and think that always believe that it's your time when you believe it can be.
Yeah, because that's what Miss Joni said that people were saying about her, that, like, that she couldn't get into, like, what she wanted to do now. Mm-hmm. But whoever said that could catch the fate. NYU.
Yeah, believe it or not, I started Promise with Joni. So before I was mayor, I was working at Promise.
I remember that. You were, like, sitting in Mr. Adolfo's chair, and that chair got old and crusty, and then we had to buy a new one.
Yeah, I keep telling them they gotta get a new chair. It is old and crusty.
Do you run your own social media accounts?
I do. I run my Instagram and my Facebook, and, you know, we try to have fun with both, but also at the same time getting out information for the public.
My mom has you on Facebook or Instagram, I think.
Most of your parents do. Here, tell them to like my stuff, too, and share.
She sends all the funniest things to you.
Are you famous worldwide?
No, I wouldn't say famous worldwide, but locally, I would say.
Well, we think you are famous. We will have more with Mayor Johnson after this song. One second.
Thank you for your patience.
If this world were mine,
hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. It's a vibe, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world, concrete, flowers grow. Heartache, she only do what she know. Weekends, get it popping on the low.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give nobody no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything.
I just wanna see, when you wanna see.
If this world were mine,
coming for sure.
If it was up to me,
time I turn it off, just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off, just so I can turn you on, baby. Weekends get popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
That was Luther by Kendrick Lamar. We're back with Mayor Johnson. My question is, were you Santa for the winter walk?
No, you guys really thought that was me?
Yes.
No, that was not me.
I heard the whole story between you and Rio.
No, that wasn't me.
My mom told me. Totally that, you.
A lot of people thought that was me, but it wasn't. I was there. I actually got a picture with Santa.
You put
at Winter Walk.
You put a fake picture. I know it's a fake picture.
Didn't you take a picture? Yeah, I saw your picture.
Because I saw cars in the background at the picture you put next to the one with Santa in the at the Winter Walk.
I don't know. We'll see this year when Winter Walk comes up at the end of this year. Oh, you guys are going to see me and Santa at the same time, and I'm going to say I told you so.
The winter walk is 5 days after my birthday.
Oh, nice.
You do a lot for the community. What made you want to be a basketball coach?
So I used to play basketball when I was younger, and I had a lot of fun coaching as well. So when I got asked to step in and help coach this year, for the youth center, I was very excited, and we had a lot of fun. We won 15 games, and I think we lost two, so it was a really good season. And also, I liked watching all the games as well, so I seen a lot of you guys at the table play.
What are your favorite sports?
I like boxing, basketball, and football.
Who are your favorite sports teams?
I'm a 49ers fan, and I like the Miami Heat.
Me personally, I like the Ravens.
Ravens, Lamar Jackson fan?
Steelers.
I've seen your little video game boxing thing at your house. It's creepy because there's like this man with the cap on just blinking, and he's like staring, but he's not blinking, but he's blinking, and he's just like holding his hands behind his back like this.
Yeah, it's a VR game she's talking about boxing. It is pretty creepy, but it's fun.
And everything turns black and gray the first time you put it on. And then you just like walk around the house and everybody just disappears. It looks black and
white
gray.
Yeah, you can't see anyone while you're wearing a headset.
And how's it like having a three-year-old in your house?
So it's very busy having a three-year-old in the house. My oldest daughter is a junior in high school, and my youngest is three, and she'll be starting preschool next year. She also attends Promise Neighborhood Early Learning Program, which is, you know, one of her favorite programs.
She's my god sister. I should know.
You're right.
How has it been being a mayor and a father?
It's very busy because you got to make sure that you make time for your family, even though the job is very busy. You have to make sure, you know, I'm spending time with my daughters and, you know, hanging out with my family and getting that quality time that's important, and also showing up, you know, for my family as much as I show up for the community.
This interview has been great so far, but we need to take another small break. We thought this song would be perfect. Here's Superstar by Usher.
This is for you, you, my number one. This is for you, you, my number one. My number one.
Spotlight, big stage, 50,000 fans screaming it away. Bodyguards and limousines, this is the way I see you in my dreams. Paparazzi flash, 100 pictures all of you hanging on my bedroom wall. I'm a kid again, I feel like 13, but I mean, since we fell in love, well, I mean. Front row, there I am, jumping and hollering, waving both hands. Would you notice me, little me? Drove 12 hours, girl, just to see your pretty face one more time.
On my ticket, I was first in line.
This is a metaphor to show how I adore. Special, your love is legendary to me. I never leave your world, treat you like a diva, girl. You're all wonder.
Superstar. We have just a few more questions with Mayor Johnson.
Do you like to travel?
Yes, I do like to travel. I just started really traveling 2 years ago, and I first went to Costa Rica, which was my first time out of the country, and it was like amazing. So now I want to travel all the time.
What about that crazy cab ride back from Miami?
That was a fun ride. Miss Aja will tell you about that after the show. Can I say how
many? Like that crazy bus ride and that we took.
I was on it too, to the basketball game.
Yeah, that was so insane. He was driving so fast.
That was a funny ride.
I was about to scream, "Slow down!"
Do you guys know that I listen to every one of your shows that you've done so far? So we've
no way.
Awesome. Thank you. How many different states have you been? And since you said that you already been out of the country already, how many countries have you been out of?
I've been to 2 or 3 different countries, and I've been to I would probably say half of the states in the U.S.
I've only been on a plane once when I was a baby. I went to Arizona. 2, I went to Miami. 3, I went to the Netherlands. And I'm going back to Miami this May, I think.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I think my favorite interview you guys did was with Mr. Adolfo. That one was, I thought, was very funny. You guys did a great job.
I went to Alabama like 2 or 3 years ago. And also I went to Disney when it was my 6th birthday.
Yeah, you should have took me with you.
What's your favorite car?
My favorite car would probably be a Lamborghini.
I already know you have a Lexus.
I do. I don't tell all my business.
Do you have a favorite clothing design?
I really like Polo. It's one of my favorites. But a lot of my stuff that I get is like custom. Like I have my brother or someone make it for me.
Yeah. And wait, I forgot what I was gonna say, but I know that I'm gonna say what I was gonna say.
That is all the time we have left today. Thank you for coming on our radio show, Mayor Johnson.
Promise Cool Kids signing out. Boop, 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 boop.
What did you say? Again.
Thank you for coming, Mayor Johnson.
Last show.
You are so welcome. Anytime.
What?
Oh, shout out, people.
Stand behind the mayor.
Shout out to Nadia.
Shout out to my
Poppy.
Shout
out to me.
I like chicken.
Shout out to Nadia and my Poppy.